Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. El Shaddai, God Almighty, Elyon, God Most High, Adonai Eloheinu, the Lord our God, Adonai Nissi, the Lord our banner. Lord, we lift you up. We call your name and we lift you up as our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Make this declaration with me if you feel so inclined. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds my future. My life is worth the living just because he lives. Hallelujah, Lord. We lift you up and we give you all the glory and the praise. I read from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Lord, it is a joy and it is a pleasure to be able to worship you and to lift you up. Lord, we are lost in wonder. We are lost in love and we are lost in praise. If you feel so inclined, would you say with me, Lord, you are my hiding place. Let's say it together. 1, 2, 3. Lord, you are my hiding place. Lord, you are holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Lord, we love you from the beginning of word to the end of the word. And Lord, we lift you up. Psalm 121 says, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. And I am longing and waiting eagerly for your salvation, O Lord, and I do your commandments. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift you up, we praise you, we give you glory. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. Hallelujah to you, Lord Jesus. We lift you up because you are the Ancient of Days. Lord, those words echo the Ancient of Days because you are timeless, you are endless. You are the Ancient of Days. Lord, we ask you right now to break our hearts in repentance for what breaks your heart. Break our hearts with what breaks your heart. Break our hearts in repentance, Lord, with what breaks your heart. Lord, the words are so easy to say. That's why I repeat them. Because I know the full effect will come as we selah, pause and think on your words. As we pause, as we selah, we repeat your words. We let them echo within us. Lord, enable us to rend our hearts and not our garments. Show us truly the repentance that you desire. Let us rend our hearts and not our garments. Lord, your words are awesome to us. You have said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Oh Lord, yes, I ask for that. Truly, truly, truly. I repeat Psalm 23, and those of you who know it, please repeat it with me. Say it with me. Let us lift up God's word together. I'm not reading from a version, I'm reading from my memory. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Lord, we remember the story of the colt that was tied up in another city, in another town, that you called for to carry you into the shouts of Hosanna, that would carry you to the cross. Lord, I ask, as you untied that colt that was waiting for you, it had never been ridden before, but it was waiting for you at the crossroads. Lord, there are some of us who are at the crossroads now, for whatever reason, the crossroads of sickness, the crossroads of life, the crossroads of depression. For those of us who are at a crossroads, we ask you, and we hope you will consider us as that colt that no one else had has ridden, no one else had full authority over. Take authority over us now. Untie us. Untie us, Lord. Untie us at the crossroads that we're at now. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, that your glory, we will be able to carry you, our Jesus, our glory, we will be able to carry you to the destination that you have for us. We want to carry you. We want to carry your glory to the cross that you had to go to. But enable us to carry your glory to the fulfillment that you have for us. Untie us, Lord. Untie us from whatever would hinder us. Untie us from whatever would stop us. Let us be that little colt. And if you agree with that, would you say amen with me now? We are in anticipation that your glory will cover the world as the waters cover the sea. And we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We say right now, we say the words that you told your disciples to pray. And we remember this every time we pray. We say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, Lord, glorified, hallowed, holy be your name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen and amen. So hallelujah, Lord, we bow down. We bow down, Lord, and we confess that you are Lord in every area of our lives. We bow down and confess you are Lord in this place. Put your hand on your heart. We bow down and confess you are Lord in this place. You are all I need. It's your face I seek. In the presence of your light, we bow down. We bow down. We bow down. In my church in England, we would bow down. We would be on our knees as we sang. If we were not going to do it, we would not sing it. So hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I encourage you, saints, children of God, do not look back. There is no looking back. There is no turning back. I encourage you to look where you are going. You are going to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Don't look back. Look to where you are going. Amen and amen.
You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.